And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pane of turtle dove or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up on his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you can letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year for the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, went away journeys, but they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintance. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at this understanding and this answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress. And he said to them, Well, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
按摩西律法解满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献于主。正如主的律法上所言，凡投胎的孩子必归主，又要照主的律法上所述，或用一对斑鸠，或用两只鸽子来作为献祭。在耶路撒冷当时有一个人，名叫西门，这个人正义又诚实，经常盼望着以色列的安慰者和圣灵能来到这世界上。他得到了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死之前能看到所有的立下的志愿，也能见到主耶稣。他受了圣灵的感动， 进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，按照律法要进行规矩来办事。西蒙就用手接过这个孩子，并称颂道：啊，主啊，如今可以看见你了，请让我这个仆人安然去世吧。因为我的眼睛而看见你，所以我得到了救赎。就是你在万民面前所预备的一切，你是那照亮外邦人的光，你是以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因这番话而感觉到非常惊讶。西门又给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：这个孩子未来是要将以色列中许多人跌倒，又会让许多人兴起，他会成为一个伟人，让许多人的心里显露出真正的意念来。当然，未来的你也会被刀所刺伤灵魂，因为你会感到伤心哀叹，这样许许多多人心里的想法就会真正的显露出来。这时有一个女先知，名字叫做亚拿，实际上她是另一个人的女儿，当时年纪已经很老迈。她当女童到出嫁的时候，同父母还有丈夫住了七年之后就寡居了，现在已经84岁。但是她并不离开圣殿，她锦衣求食，祈求日夜能侍奉主。正在那时，她走进来称谢神，将孩子的事情对盼望耶路撒冷得到救赎的人一一讲明。约瑟和玛利亚按照主的律法办完了一切事情，就又重回到加利利，来到自己的城市拿撒勒。孩子一天天逐渐长大，身体变得强壮，头脑充满智慧，又有神的恩典逐渐在他的身上逐渐显现。每到逾越节的时候，他父母就上耶路撒冷去。当他12岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩也跟着过去。他们守满了节期，他们就会回去。孩童耶稣仍然住在耶路撒冷，他的父母实际上当时并不知情，以为他的同行人中走了一天的路程，就在亲人和熟人之间找回了他。既然找不到，就又重新折返到耶路撒冷。3天以后，就遇见了这个孩子跪坐在殿中，一面听讲，一面提问题。凡听他说话的人都很稀罕他的聪明和他的应对能力。他的父母看见这样就大为惊讶。他母亲对他说：我的孩子，为什么要让我们这么担心呢？你知道我父亲和我是多么的伤心，你为什么要离开家呢？耶稣说：为什么你们要来找我呢？难道你不知道我现在正住在我真正的天父的家中吗？他所说的这话，当时他的父母并不明白，他就同他们一样，最终回到了拿撒勒，并且顺从了他们。耶稣的母亲把这一切事情都谨记在心。随着一天天日子过去，耶稣的智慧和身体变得越来越好，最终并得到了神的恩惠和其他人的喜爱，所有的一切都在慢慢的增长。大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study， 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论，希望这样的趣味互动性过程可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音的第二讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言并讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki, Chinese name of our second phase of the program 读经大讲堂 English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of learner.And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the second lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, let's deal with today's personal study summary. When Jesus was a baby, Mary and Joseph took him to the temple in Jerusalem to dedicate him to God, as the Jewish law said they should. They also made a small offering of 2 turtle dove or pigeons. While they were at the temple, a kind old man named Simon saw Jesus. Simon had been waiting for the Messiah, and the Holy Spirit had told him he would live to see the silver. When he saw baby Jesus, he thanked God and said Jesus was the light for everyone, bringing salvation to all the people. Then Simon also told Mary that Jesus would make people happy, but also cause some sadness, as he would reveal what's in people's hearts. There was also an older woman named Anna, who had spent many years praying in the temple. She saw Jesus and prayed for God, telling everyone that Jesus would bring hope and redemption to Israel. After doing everything the law required, Mary and Joseph went back to home to Nazareth. As Jesus grew up, he became stronger, wiser, and God was pleased with him. When Jesus was 12 years old, his parents went to Jerusalem for a special festival. On the way back, they realized Jesus wasn't with them, so they went back to look for them and got so much worried. They found Jesus in the temple, talking with the teachers, asking questions, and amazed everybody with doubt what he knew. When his parents asked why he stayed behind, Jesus asked, "Mama, Papa, did you not know what I must be in my real father's house?" But at that time, they didn't fully understand. But Mary kept all the things in her heart. As Jesus grew older, he continued to become wiser and earned the favor with both God and people. Finally, he turned into a quite good guy. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello everyone. In these patches, we see that Jesus was not only God's son, but has been treated as every other Jewish boy too.
Hello, 大家好。今天在我们这讲当中，我们看见耶稣不仅仅作为上帝的儿子，也像其他普通犹太男孩一样受到生存的威胁。
He already had been circumcised on the eighth day after his birth, and here in this passage, Mary and Joseph bring the holocaust for the firstborn baby because the firstborn baby belongs to God and they had to buy it from God bringing a holocaust.
他已经在第八天接受了绕行礼。在今天这段经文当中，玛丽和约瑟夫为他们第一个出生的婴儿带来了祭祀，因为第一个出生的婴儿是属于上帝的，他们必须通过带来上帝的恩祭来从他那得到救赎。
Simeon and Anna prophesied about the life of Jesus and that Mary will have to suffer a lot too. It is interesting that Anna has been 7 years married, and at the moment Jesus appeared, she had been a widow for 77 years.
西门和安娜预言了耶稣的一生，并预言玛利亚也将遭受许多苦难。有趣的事情是，当时安娜实际上结婚七年之后，但是当耶稣出现的时候，他已经寡居77年了。
We don't know much about the childhood of Jesus. We only see when he was about 12 years, he knew that God in heaven was his father and not Joseph. But he obeyed Joseph and Mary and submitted himself to them until he was 30 years old and began his ministry in public.
事实上，我们对耶稣的童年知之甚少。我们只知道，当他12岁左右的时候， 他知道天上的上帝才是他的真正的父亲，而不是约瑟夫本人，但他听从约瑟夫和玛利亚的命令，并孝顺他们。直到耶稣30岁的时候，他才开始公开布道。Okay, based on about Bible study content, now let me answer some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, why did Mary and Joseph go to the temple in Jerusalem with Jesus when he was just a baby?
玛利亚和约瑟夫为什么带着耶稣去耶路撒冷的圣殿呢？
It was written in the law of Moses that when the time of healing of rebirth was over, for the first baby they had to bring a holocaust because the firstborn babies belong to God and they can buy them from God by bringing a holocaust.
摩西律法中记录到，当产妇的治愈期结束之后，他们必须把第一个孩子献给神，因为头胎的婴儿是属于上帝的，他们可以通过献给神，从上帝那里获得恩宠。
Since Joseph and Mary were poor, they brought 2 pigeons.
由于当时约瑟夫和玛利亚都很穷，所以他们只带来了2个鸽子作为祭品。Second question, sister. Who was Simon? And why was he waiting for the Messiah? 西门是谁？为什么他在等待弥赛亚呢？
Simeon was an old man who had the Holy Spirit, and he was promised of God that he will not die before he had seen the Messiah.
西门是一位朝圣并且拥有圣灵的老人。上帝承诺他不会在见到弥赛亚之前死去。Next question, sister. What did Simon say when he saw Jesus? 当西门彼得看到耶稣后说了什么样的话呢？
He said that he can die in peace because his eyes have seen the light that will enlighten the Gentiles for the price of Israel.
他当时说，他现在可以安息地去死了，因为他的眼睛已然见到了光明。这表明以色列的未来是明亮的，而且这种光亮也可以照到外邦人那里。Next issue, sister. What did Simon mean when he said that Jesus was a light of redemption to the Gentiles?西门彼得说耶稣是为外邦人启示的光明，这话如何理解呢？
At this moment, only the people of Israel belong to God Yahweh of the Bible, but through the death of Jesus, all people in the world from every nation and tribe have access to convert themselves in believers of God and followers of Jesus and save themselves from the coming judgment.
当时只有以色列人属于圣经中的耶和华上帝，但是通过耶稣的死亡，世界上所有的国家和部落的人们都有机会皈依上帝，并成为耶稣的虔诚追随者，从而最终挽救自己免于即将到来的最终审判。 Next question, sister. How did Mary and Joseph react to Simon's prophecy about Jesus?
玛利亚和约瑟夫对于西门关于耶稣的预言作何反应呢？
They were astonished and kept what they have heard in their hearts.
他们当时惊讶不已，把这一切事情都谨记在心。
Okay, next question for sister. Who was Anna and how did she answer why she saw Jesus?
安娜是谁呢？当她看到耶稣的时候，她做出了什么样的举动呢？
Anna was a prophet and widow who lived since 77 years serving with praying and fasting in the temple. When she saw Jesus, she praised the Lord too and prophesied about her intention.
安娜实际上是一位祈祷者，77年以来一直住在圣殿里进行祈祷和进食，为神服务。当她看到那些人和耶稣的时候，她也同时赞美主，并宣扬她会坚持她所坚持的一切。Next question. Why did Simon say that Oswald would pierce Mary's soul? 为什么西门彼得说有一把剑要刺透玛利亚的内心呢？
He said this because it was painful for Mary seeing Jesus crucified on the cross.
他这样预见是因为玛利亚最终会看到耶稣被钉死在十字架上，他会感到万分的痛苦。
Next question, sister. What was the significance of offering of turtle dove or pigeons?
用两只斑鸠或者鸽子来献祭，有什么特别的意义吗？
All people of Israel had to bring a holocaust for their firstborn child. This is for to remember that God killed all firstborn child in Egypt for to provocate that the Pharaoh let them go out of the slavery there.
当时所有的以色列人都要为他们的长子做举行献祭的仪式，这是为了铭记上帝曾经杀死了埃及的所有的长子，因为当时的法老王激怒了上帝，让他们摆脱了那里的奴役。
Rich people had to bring a bull or a sheep. Poor people like Joseph and Mary had to bring two turtle doves or pigeons. It had to be two because turtle doves make marriage like human beings. And for to avoid that one turtle dove suffers, there had to be offered both of them.
当时的有钱人需要带着一个鸽子或者是一只绵羊来献祭。穷人像约翰和玛利亚这样的则必须带着两只斑鸠或者是小鸽子，必须是成双成对的，因为斑鸠就像人类一样组成了婚姻家庭，为了避免一只斑鸠受苦，两只必须同时都献上。
Next issue, sister. What happened when Jesus was 12 years old and during the Passover feast?
当耶稣12岁的时候，他在逾越节的庆祝活动中遇见了什么样的事情呢？
He stayed in the temple because he recognized the temple as his father's house.
当时他非常年幼，却留在圣殿当中，因为耶稣已然认出圣殿是他父亲的家园。
The last question for sister today.What did Jesus mean when he said, Did you not know I must be in my father's home?
耶稣说，难道你们不知道我此刻必须住在我父的家中吗？这话怎么去理解呢？
He became aware that God was his father and not Joseph. He loved to be in the temple which was his father's house.
当时耶稣非常年幼，但他却意识到上帝才是他真正的父亲，而不是约瑟夫。他喜欢待在圣殿中，而这是理所当然的事情。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年1月份快乐，我们下期再会。